From space, sunlight starts to illuminate the darkened Earth. Shafts of bright light shoot up from the surface of the globe and pulsate as it spins in space. In white lettering, the name Universal encircles the centre of the globe. www.universalstudios.com. Students and their parents mill around an American college campus at the end of term. A homemade banner hanging from a stone balcony reads, "See you next year." Jim Levenstein is in his dorm room lying in bed with a blonde.
Are you sure you don't want to go to my room?
No! Why? My roommate's already moved out. We'll be all alone.
All right.
Door's locked.
Okay, Jim, relax.
Okay, yeah, sure.
No strings attached, okay? It's just friendly goodbye sex.
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah, but you see, it's just that, we've never even had friendly hello sex.
So do you not want to do this?
Oh, no. Oh, I do. Yeah, no, I definitely do. It's just that. You see, this is actually my first time. It's my first time since my first time. So technically, that's my second time. And I don't want to suck at it. So if I'm not up to par performance-wise,
Jim, this isn't exactly a turn-on. I mean, girls like a guy with confidence.
Hey, I'm confident. Oh, I am. I'm absolutely, totally confident. Yeah.
Let's get naked.
Okay.
Jim's parents drive along.
Seems like just yesterday my dad picked me up after my first year at college.
Mm-hmm.
We popped a couple of beers, and he said, "Now, you're a man." And today I get to say the same thing to my son.
Honey, your speech is embarrassing, so try and do what the kids say and just be cool. Hmm?
I think I bring new meaning to the word cool, honey. That's his dormitory up ahead.
Under the bed covers, a naked Natalie is on top of Jim, kissing him with enthusiasm. Jim's still got his socks on. Jim's dad goes up steps to Jim's dormitory building. He's wearing a tight yellow t-shirt, buttoned up to the neck, and carrying a six-pack of beer. Jim's dad is stopped in the hall.
Can't bring alcohol in the dorms.
Oh, good. Thank you, Matt. I'm just here to surprise my son, Jim. Maybe you could help me out, you know.
Okay.
The gormless-looking monitor unlocks Jim's door for Mr. Levenstein.
I didn't do this for you.
Thanks, dude.
Jim's dad walks into the room and drops his beers.
Oh, Jim!
Jim!
We got here a little early.
Jim, we're just... get out!
I'll wait in the car.
Go, Dad! Oh, my...
He goes, then comes back in.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
For your own edification, son, I'm not embarrassed.
I am.
It's a perfectly normal thing for two human beings
What are you doing?
This is human nature. Human nature at its best. Son, everybody does it. Your mother and I, well, not so much anymore.
But me. Oh, my God!
No!
Mrs. Levenstein.
No. I'm going to take her to the car.
Please just go.
Actually, if you wouldn't mind.
Natalie? Honey, I'll take her to the car.
Natalie's mom and dad.
Natalie!
Oh, I'm Jim's dad. You must be the parents of this young lady. I'm sorry I didn't get her name, but hopefully my son did, because I've not been here the whole time. I just...
Natalie! Get dressed!
Beer?
Avert your eyes, you...
Okay.
Turn around!
Thanks, Jim. What, you don't believe in locks?
Jim's mortified. In bold orange script stamped onto a black background, American Pie 2. A handsome, dark-haired student called Oz is sitting on a wall in the campus grounds studying a maths book. His spiky-haired buddy, Stifler, comes up.
Morning, dude.
Come on, Ozzy. It's showtime.
The two lads walk into a lecture theatre.
Ozzy, before you go to Ann Arbor to pick up Heather, I want to show you what you're missing.
See what they are today, dude. See what they are today. Okay, here we go. Moment of truth.
Stifler can see up a girl's miniskirt.
Oh, this little heart's in your panties.
Super.
This little heart's in your panties. Come on, look, you pussy, look.
Hey, come on. I'm disappointed in you. Here it is, the end of our freshman year, and you screwed one girl.
One.
You're a disgrace to men everywhere.
I mean, look at this Stiffmeister. I got laid 23 times this year, and I'm not counting the Hummer I got in the library stacks, baby.
All right, here's a new idea for you, Stifler, okay? You find a girl, you two become best friends, and you don't bother counting how many times you have sex with each other. You just laugh at the people that do count.
Here's a new idea for you. I'll get you a spoon so you can eat my ass.
A pretty redhead runs out of an academic building. Oz is waiting.
I'm never even gonna think about political science again.
Hey. How'd you do?
Oh, fine.
Yeah?
I can't believe I'm doing this summer abroad thing. Last thing I need is more classes.
You can have a great time.
Hello, summer!
Kevin.
Did that exam blow or what?
It sucked.
Ozzy.
Yo, what's up, man? How are you?
Good. Put your party hat on. We got 12 weeks of immortality ahead.
Yes, sir!
Jim gets back to his old bedroom at home with his bags. The blinds are closed and the room is in shadow. He looks around.
Weird.
He dumps his bags on the bed and crosses the room to a pinboard covered in photographs and ephemera on the opposite wall. He switches on a lamp and is gazing at a photo of a beautiful dark-haired girl when his father walks in.
Ah, the one that got away, huh, son?
Yeah.
Well, evidently you two made quite the handsome couple on the internet.
Jim's mouth drops open.
Oh, I didn't see it. It, was brought up at a PTA meeting. Anyway, my point is, these little sexual debacles should not get you down, because you know what? It happens to the best of us. In fact, the first time your mother and I got together, I used a condom. Well, she referred to it as shrink wrapping. But I got over it. Anyway, keep your chin up, you keep plugging, and good things will happen. Good to have you home, son.
Jim looks around his room with its green and white plaid wallpaper.
It's good to be home, Dad.
It's gonna be nice to hit Stifler's tonight after exams. Did you get through them?
God, what a bitch.
There's
huh?
a mystery man.
Finch, how are you?
Kevin, konnichiwa. James, konnichiwa. Konnichiwa.
They're in Dog Ear's diner.
It's Japanese. It means hello. Hello.
Finch, what happened to Latin?
I met a Japanese girl at the art museum. Changed majors. Wanted to understand all those things she was moaning.
You got laid in an art museum?
The Met. Oh, and the Guggenheim with Francesca.
The Guggenheim?
And then my social psych professor in Baskin-Robbins.
All right, enough, Finch.
But I'll tell you, none of these women even compare to...
Stifler's mom.
Stifler's mom is a goddess.
Stifler's at home blending boozy cocktails for a blonde party guest.
How about some more of Stiffmeister's collegiate concoction?
This thing is like half alcohol. You're just trying to get me drunk.
Mary... Would I do that?
My name's Christy.
Christy, right, right. Beautiful name. Like it matters. Hey, how you doing? Howdy, howdy, partners. Johnny C, how's it going? Good to see ya. Oh, looks like someone gained a freshman 15. This will help.
You're an asshole.
Miss you too. All right, everybody having a good time, ladies?
He lets two male guests in.
Fellas, how's it going? The cake's back there as always. Enjoy.
Ladies, I'm Steve Stifler, and I have an 11-inch penis.
Around. Think about it. Sherman!
Okay, Stifler, take your shot.
Uh-huh. No, come on, man. I'm really happy to see you.
Stifler proffers his hand.
All right.
Stifler pulls his hand away. Jim and the gang.
Back at Stifler's. It's just like old times. Now, one difference. We're college men now. Some of these girls are from the grade below us. I might actually have a chance.
Hey, I remember you.
Jim turns around.
Oh, do you now?
You're that guy who blew his load on the internet. Splat. Oh, wait, Nadia, don't go. Splat.
Jim shuts his eyes.
Pathetic.
It's exactly like old times.
Heather and Oz at the airport.
I'm gonna miss you.
Miss you.
They kiss.
I'll call you when I get in, okay?
Go have fun.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Heather walks over to a woman behind a small desk who checks her passport and boarding card. Then the couple exchange a final smile, and Heather heads out to the plane. Back at Stifler's party...
I can't believe those two girls, Kevin.
Jim,
it's not a big deal.
Yeah, they toyed with my emotions.
A blonde girl passes.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, girls.
How are you?
You got nothing to worry about, man.
Hey, Jessica's here. With Vicky. And Vicky got hot.
What's that supposed to mean?
Look at her.
Yeah, Jim, I see her.
Hey, Kevin.
I'll be right back.
Kevin approaches his pretty ex-girlfriend, Vicky.
Hey, Vic, how are you? I'm okay.
Yeah, I'm good.
Good.
Good, yeah.
It's good to hear.
You too. Wow.
Well, this is about as comfortable as a high colonic in Tijuana. I would know.
Jessica goes.
I get drunk. She's right. Why is this so weird?
Actually, I have no idea.
See, I knew it. I knew that you'd be mature about this. You know, and we could still be friends, right?
Yeah.
I miss you, Kev.
She moves in for a hug, and Kevin almost kisses her.
Whoa.
She draws back.
Friends, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, I know you said friends, and I just... I'm sorry. It was just an old habit. I mean, a friend kiss.
Are you sure?
Vic, why wouldn't I want to be friends with you? But we'll just do this, okay?
They shake hands.
Friends.
Finch creeps into Stifler's mom's empty bedroom.
Stifler's mom's room.
There's a framed photo of the aging blonde bombshell on the wall. Smiling bashfully, Finch steps closer to the photo and gazes up at it.
How did you do that magic you did?
He bites his lip and picks up a glass perfume bottle which is on top of a wooden cabinet below the photograph. Shutting his eyes, he inhales the scent. Replacing the perfume bottle, he spots an illustrated book on tantric sex.
Tantra.
Stifler walks in as Finch is looking through the book.
Get out of my house!
Stifler, just relax.
Get out of my house!
Jesus Christ!
Go back here, you little bastard!
Stifler chases him.
Hey!
Okay, guys, we went through this last summer, all right? Finch got a black eye and Stifler got 6 stitches.
You touch me, I bite.
You two relax and shake hands.
Shake this!
Stifler grabs his crotch, then walks off.
I need a drink.
Why is everybody taking a piss right now?
Life's too long, I ain't gonna make it.
Finch walks past the toilet queue.
Hey, bro. Hey, man, you're the guy who boned Stifler's mom. Hey, you are a god.
Holy shit, dude. If I didn't have to hold my dick because I got a piss so bad, I would shake your hand.
I'm honored, guys.
No, don't leave. You must teach me. How?
He grabs his crotch.
How?
Oh, look what I found, Christy.
A bottle of champagne.
What a coincidence.
Stifler sits next to Christy.
Now, I've been saving this for a special occasion. For a special girl. Just like you.
You're so sweet.
That's what they say. Oh, weird.
He pulls it down her top.
I spilled some on you. Maybe I should mop that up.
Thanks.
No problem.
He kisses her cleavage.
Oh, hey. Take it slow. Come on.
Right. You know, they warn us about these situations in college. Now, you may be intoxicated. Oh, yeah. Are you certain that you wish to engage in consensing...
Hey, don't count your chickens, Buster.
I'm just playing by the rules, baby.
I make the rules.
That's a pretty good rule.
The line's too long. I'll never make it. Gotta happen now, get my bag.
All right, go, bro.
The guy from the toilet queue pees off the balcony. It falls onto the headrest of the sun lounger that Christy and Stifler are snogging on.
Hello!
Oh, Lori! How are you?
Good. Awesome. Hey!
Hi, Lori. Good. I'm really good.
How about I give you a little champagne?
Why don't you go downstairs and get us a couple of beers?
I've got a surprise for you. Close your eyes and get ready.
Oh, I'm ready.
Stifler sits back and Christy stands behind him.
You want a beer?
Yeah,
you want a beer?
All right.
Christy's about to pour champagne over Stifler when she's knocked out by a plant pot.
This is kind of kinky, and I like that.
The guy on the balcony pees, and it falls onto Stifler's head.
That's it. Bathe the Stiffmeister.
Stifler has his eyes closed. The urine runs all over his face.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, that's great.
How did you get it so nice and warm?
Ah! Oh! I can taste the bubbles.
Stifler swallows.
Actually, I can't.
The guy on the balcony finishes his pee and zips up his trousers and turns to his mate.
Much better.
Stifler blinks and licks his lips.
Wait a second.
Let's go. Thanks, man.
Stifler spots Christy lying on the ground behind him.
Christy?
Finch, Jim, Oz and Kev are playing cards.
Okay, now, do these high school kids think that we're cool because they're at a college party? Or are we those weird older guys that try to hang out with high school kids when we come home?
No way. We're definitely not those guys.
Cops! Cops!
Two policemen.
All right, break it up. Party's over. Let's go. Stryker, Myers, welcome back.
Where's Steve Stifler?
Stifler walks in from outside with his pee-soaked hair and stares at his friends with a dazed look.
I got peed on.
No, man. Stifler's got shut down. We can't party anywhere anymore.
Kev's on the phone to his brother.
Things are
getting weird.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, first summer back from college. Yep. Things are gonna get weirder.
What are you talking about?
Well, times change, people change. It's just what happens, you know? Kev, listen, go into my old room. My friends and I knew that it was up to us to stick together. You remember my first college summer, we rented that lake house in Grand Harbor? We treated every day out there like it was a post-prom party. Hell of a time. We capped it all off with a massive blowout. Best ever. It was legendary. My advice is do that. By the end of the summer, you're going to see the big picture.
Kev checks out a photo of his brother and pals on the beach. Morning. Jim is lying on his bed eating breakfast and watching The Adventures of Timmy the Tooth. He turns the telly off. His dad knocks on the door.
She's on the phone. She's on the phone. She's on the phone. It's long distance. Nadia. Nadia.
What? Nadia?
New York.
She's not...
Hello? What? Yes, dear. He's right here.
Here, get me.
Now remember...
Yes, I am sure to go see the Lion King.
Right. And don't ride the subway after midnight.
Okay.
I know they've done wonderful things with that city, but, you know, for me, it's still a little...
Dad!
He's... Ray, hang on.
Jim grabs the phone and waits until his dad has left the room.
Hey, Nadia.
Jim, how was college?
College was excellent. Yeah, it was really excellent.
You have not forgotten about me, have you?
No, absolutely not. I definitely didn't.
Good, because guess what? I'm coming to see you at the end of summer. I hope you are ready for me, because I have not forgotten about you either, you sexy boy.
The diner's shut.
Shit.
Jim, you can eat hot dogs tomorrow.
No, Finch, it's not the hot dogs. Nadia called me this morning. She's coming here the end of the summer, and she wants to see me.
Oh, that's killer. Yeah, that's a good thing, Jim.
No, not good thing. Not killer. I'll never be able to do it. Nadia is going to be expecting filet mignon. Okay, and all I'm going to be able to give her is rump roast.
They're outside dog years.
Oh, come on. Jim, you've had experience since Nadia. Ah, yes. You would be referring to the flute fetish band geek that made me your bitch and then ditched me after prom. Yes.
That's the one.
That's great experience.
Ah, you just gotta find the right girl, Jimbo. Brings it all together.
I had the right woman. She just sells her cottage and takes off to parts unknown. Oh, my romantic life has passed its peak. Take me out to the pasture and shoot me.
Super start to a super summer, fellas. Welcome home.
Kev walks up.
Guys, I got it. Pack your bags.
For what?
We're moving to the lake.
Outside Jim's, the lads pack the back of a pickup.
We're gonna be the shit. Everybody on the beach is gonna know us. Plenty of opportunities to practice for Nadia. Throw a huge party at the end of the summer, cap it all off.
Oh, dude, that's a great idea. That way we'll be able to walk Heather back, and we'll be able to prepare for Nadia's bigger app.
This is it. This is my summer of love.
Just thought I'd say goodbye to you, animals.
Hey, Mr. Levenstein, how are you, sir?
Hey.
Finch waves.
All packed up, I see?
Yeah, we're all set, Dad. Don't worry, okay? We'll be fine.
Come on and give your old man a hug.
Rather embarrassed, Jim steps up to his dad and gives him a quick hug, but it's not enough for Mr. Levenstein, who pulls him back into a tight embrace. Jim draws back.
Keep it real, homies.
You too, sir. Have a good summer.
All right. Let's go.
Hey, guys, I've been running these numbers here, and I don't think the four of us can afford this place. Not on summer jobs.
Well, I kind of thought of that.
So I invited someone else.
Stifler stands in the pickup.
Oh yeah! The fights are coming back to Grand Harbor! Deck the halls, Bob Aubrey falls! Wipe my ass and lick my balls! It's Stifler time, baby!
The lads drive into Grand Harbor in their dark blue Ford pickup with jacked-up suspension. They see people going into a place called O'Malley's and a gang of bikini-clad chicks on bicycles.
Stifler, if you're going to be living with us, you got to behave yourself. All right, you and Finch, just stay out of each other's way.
Kevin, Stifler's stench is unavoidable.
Finch, fist yourself.
Stifler stands up in the back.
That's right, baby, we're here! Yeah, baby, we're here!
The pickup hammers down a single carriageway near the beach, then trundles down a sandy path, passing groups of young people hanging out in front of a row of large detached properties overlooking the lake. The lads stand in a row near the pickup, staring at their rented property in astonishment. It's a huge brown and white painted beach house with a porch deck stretching around it.
It's a palace.
It's a temple.
The main room has a big fireplace and stairs.
Isn't this great?
Dude, are you kidding me?
The lads wander off to claim their rooms. Jim's room has wooden floorboards and an old-fashioned double bed. Oz uncovers a pool table in the main room, and Finch enters a pleasantly furnished, sunny bedroom with a look of dismay.
This just won't do.
Jim bounces up and down on his rickety wooden bed. Finch has replaced the pleasant knick-knacks in his room with colourful throws, cushions and ethnic prints. Oz is out on the deck on the phone to Heather in France, and Kevin is taking bottles of spirits out of a brown cardboard box and stocking up the bar area. Jim is simulating sex on his new bed to see how it stands up to it. Satisfied, he climbs off. In town, Kev spots a poster advertising dockside house painting summer work for college students. He grabs the poster.
Guys.
They gather round. On the painting job, the lads are taking a break outside the property they're working on. Finch is sitting cross-legged on a mat, meditating. Stifler approaches Finch.
Will you idiots tell me what this idiot's doing?
Stifler pokes Finch in the face with a pencil.
Don't touch me while I'm tantric.
Tantric?
It's a Buddhist discipline. You learn to channel your body's energies, your chakras. When you can do that, you can have sex for hours, even days.
And this stuff's for real?
It's been around for centuries. With Tantra, you can make an entire session of sex feel like one giant orgasm. And eventually, you can sustain that feeling by meditating.
Well, maybe you can teach me sometime?
Very doubtful.
True.
Come on, Jim. You can't possibly be that bad.
Oh, no?
No way.
Well, I guess there's only one person that really knows for sure, huh?
Oh, yeah? Where's she this summer?
A marching band are practicing in a field near some woods, painted on the side of a brass drum, Tall Oaks Band Camp. Jim lurks behind a tree watching the band. He's approached by a young lad carrying a trumpet.
Hey, are you here for the mid-session performance? Guests going to the amphitheater. You can't be here.
Do you know where I could find Michelle Flaherty?
Guests bring food. Food attracts animals. This one time, a bear came, and then the bear had to be destroyed, which means they shot it in the head with a rifle and killed it, and it died.
Yeah, you must know Michelle.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. In the woods, Jim avoids a line of marching tuba players and spots Michelle playing her flute in a clearing. He moves closer and is surprised to find that she's facing three rows of young female flautists wearing matching blue shorts and t-shirts. He pulls back.
That's a lot of flutes.
Michelle's class breaks up.
Good luck. Thanks. Good job. Have fun at your next class.
Jim approaches Michelle, who's also wearing blue shorts.
Hey, Michelle.
Jim, holy potatoes. You're really here?
Everybody stick together.
Oh, shoot.
She hides him.
We're not supposed to have visitors. Because this one time, this kid had these cookies.
Let me guess. A bear came.
Cool. It's like, you know all our stories?
Was that a question?
I don't know. Maybe. Do you want to answer it anyway?
Michelle, I left you like 3 messages after prom.
Really? You didn't think I was weird, because of the way I acted that night?
Weird, no. Surprising, yes.
I get nasty when I'm horny.
That's kind of why I'm here. You remember, was I any good that night?
Oh, wow. Jeez, how could I forget? You sucked. You didn't know what the hell you were doing. But wasn't it fun even though you were so terrible?
I'm sorry, terrible?
I've had worse.
Oh.
Oh, sorry. I could give you some pointers if you want.
Really?
Oh, shoot. Oh, okay. Wait here. I'll meet you in an hour. Okay?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Cool idea.
Jim is dressed in the uniform, blue t-shirt and shorts, and is waiting in the woods near a big bell when an instructor comes along.
Hey!
Jim turns round.
What are you doing?
Jim runs into the bell and is knocked over.
You're all right, here we go. Listen, you know you're not supposed to be here now. Everyone's supposed to be in the amphitheater.
Right.
Come on. It's piss poor to be this late. I'm very angry right now. You can tell by the tone of my voice I'm angry. I'm pissed off.
Is what here
I'm
they are.
This is piss poor.
Get them all rounded up.
Go.
To Jim.
Are you Petey?
Sure.
Hey, Petey! That explains everything. All right, well, always something with these ones.
So, Petey, we are just so thrilled to have you. None of my kids are at your caliber. Oh, watch that. Okay. But, you know, we are just so overjoyed to have someone with your kind of talent here. Oh, great.
Here you go.
That's great. Oh, look at this. Your old best friend.
Come on.
No, it's not yours.
You are going to make beautiful music.
Here we go.
This is fantastic. I'm very excited.
Just own this and break a leg.
A trombone is shoved into Jim's hand and he's pushed onto the amphitheatre stage. Woozily, he notices the Tall Oaks camp band waiting on stage and a packed audience out front. Michelle is in the band's front row. She stares at Jim in alarm as the audience applaud him. Jim's overwhelmed.
What was he doing wandering around unsupervised?
Please, who knows? I'll tell you something. I'm about fed up with these Tall Oaks North kids.
The real Petey is in a coach that's broken down. On the side of the coach, Tall Oaks North for the mentally challenged.
Kids, entertain yourselves. Play along with Petey.
No, Petey.
There we go. All right. Come on now. A little encouragement.
Jim's pushed on stage.
This spot. Folks, he's just a little nervous.
This isn't right.
Just blow on it, kid. All right. Here we go.
The instructor slaps Jim on the behind. A poster reads, "An exceptional guest solo by Peter Blake on trombone." He turns away from the mic and looks at Michelle.
Play! Do something!
Dark-haired Jim faces the audience in his tiny blue shorts and tight t-shirt. He tentatively lifts the trombone and blows.
Special my ass.
Come on, give the little guy some support! Yeah.
Members of the audience get up.
Come on, Petey, you're doing great, partner!
Jim turns to Michelle, who smiles encouragingly.
What the hell?
He acknowledges the crowd.
Yeah!
All right,
baby! Come on, man! Come on! Yeah! Rock and roll!
Michelle raises an eyebrow as Jim gives the crowd a rock salute, then raises the trombone to his lips and goes for it. The audience don't know what to make of it as Jim jigs up and down and marches about. Michelle and her friend watch silently as Jim jumps about, then thrusts his hips wildly. The camp instructors exchange a worried glance. Jim beams at the crowd.
Thank you!
Jim yanks the mic off its stand.
Thank you, Charles! You're beautiful!
Jim lifts one arm and salutes the crowd.
My name is Petey!
Michelle smiles.
Thank you! And I have gigantic balls!
The audience are horrified. Jim drops the microphone. Jim backs away and falls over the mic stand.
Michelle,
Jim backs into a music stand. An instructor pursues him.
Hey, come back here! I'm gonna talk to you!
You are so sweet. He's special. He's my bitch.
Kev and Jim at their painting job.
Well, Michelle has confirmed it. I suck.
What?
I gotta get some practice.
Don't worry about it. I mean, that's why we got the house, Jimbo. We plop a keg on the deck and the girls come in off the beach. It's like a hummingbird feeder.
You think so?
I know so. Guaranteed hotties.
Fellas, nice pad. Good view. But the Shermanator sensors detect no female life forms in the vicinity. High likelihood of a sausage fest in progress. The girls are coming. I made some calls. Yeah. Shermanator's got a point, Kev. Since when do you start listening to the Shermanator? Since he made me realize there's an abundance of wiener here. I mean, look around, dude.
Kev goes in.
All right, now it's your turn.
Oh, come on. There's nothing to tell.
Vicky and Jessica.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
What are you guys talking about?
Well, you know, we're just trading more stories about college. Who hooked up with who? Who slept with who?
So, Vicky?
Well, there was this one guy. How about you?
Oh, you know, there's a few girls. Three.
Ooh, look at you. You stud. All right, Oz, now that Kevin told us, what about you? You haven't had the slightest bit of attraction to any girl at school.
Don't you fucking say no. I know you did.
Stifler.
Even if I did, it wouldn't be anything more than just a momentary thing.
Very uninteresting. And how about you, Jessica? How many chicks did you sleep with this year?
Well, gee, why don't you like to know?
Fuck yeah, I would.
Uh-huh.
Come on, Ozzy.
Yeah, man. Ball, pool's yours.
Hey, Vic, you want to play?
Yeah, sure. Want a break?
Stifler throws Oz a football and they head out onto the deck, which is full of male guests.
Where are the fucking females? Jim, can't you leave your shirt on? You're scaring the chicks away.
Jim gives him the finger. A group of girls on the beach.
Ozzy. Go deep.
Yeah, bro.
Plan?
No. Oz runs onto the beach to receive the ball.
Oh, keep going! Flag pattern!
What are you doing?
Fishing.
Stifler focuses on the girls and throws Oz a long ball. Oz has to run back to catch it and falls amongst the girls.
Are you okay? No, are you okay?
Oz apologizes to the girls.
Oh, man, I'm so sorry. Is everybody okay?
Stifler and Jim watch and wait. They see Oz standing up with the girls, who gather their stuff together and approach the house.
Amazing. Yes. The force is strong in that one.
Sherman and Jessica.
Whoa. The Shermanator detects serious heat at a distance of 2 meters. Preparing to deploy bear.
Sherman. Dude. Let me give you a valuable piece of advice, okay? Drop the whole Shermanator thing.
Please repeat previous statement.
Okay, I know your last name is Sherman, right? And that rhymes with The Terminator, which was a big hit movie, what, like 10 years ago? But you can't tell me a girl's ever really gone for it.
System overload. Hasta la vista, Jessica.
Vic.
Kev spots Vicky and Jessica going.
Vic, hey, you guys are leaving? You know, we barely had a chance to hang out, you know, catch up.
What are you doing this weekend?
Well, I can get together.
Cool, let's hang out.
All right.
Bye, Kev.
See you, Jess.
Bye.
Vicky and Jessica are at work in a clothes shop.
No. Oh, that's all wrong.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Bye.
What does he mean, meet up? You know, like, hang out, grab lunch, whatever. I told you, we're just friends now. And he totally understands.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he understands quite well.
He does.
Oh, no, sir. Sir, these are all wrong for you. I mean, seriously.
Kevin, the lads.
Sure. We're friends. But it's not like I see her making plans with anyone else.
Right.
I mean, I don't see her with a boyfriend. I think that puts me on deck. Hey, Vicky only slept with one guy since we went out. I mean, that like makes me 50% of her entire guy-related life.
You dipshit. She didn't sleep with one guy. She slept with at least three.
What?
When a girl tells you how many guys she slept with, multiply it by three and that's the real number. Didn't you fuckers learn anything at college?
Vicky and Jessica.
Kevin,
Myers did not sleep with three girls in Michigan.
But why would he lie to me?
It's not a lie. It's an adjustment. It's the rule of three. Okay?
The rule of what?
Three. If a guy tells you how many girls he's hooked up with, it's not even close to that. You take that number and divide it by three, then you get the real total. So if Kevin's saying it's been three girls, it's more like one. Or none.
None?
Rule three. It's an exact science. Consistent as gravity.
The five lads are working on the exterior of the big house they're painting when the front door opens and two pretty women emerge. Stifler sees the girls draw close and one kisses the other on the cheek. Stifler's transfixed.
Oh my god.
Guys!
Check it out. Lesbians.
The women leave hand in hand.
Lesbians live here.
You know, Mr. Homophobic Wizard, that it is possible for women to hold hands and not be gay. Friends can hold hands.
Hey, Finch, I don't want to hear about you and your boyfriends. Go jerk off.
Unnecessary. Tantra teaches you to hold an orgasm over time, in anticipation of an ultimate moment to release it upon the world. And filling up to the brim.
That's fucking disgusting.
In France, Heather's on a balcony overlooking a picturesque courtyard. She answers the phone to Oz.
Hey, Heather, you're in.
Oz!
How's the studying going?
I'd hardly call it studying. Been going to the Picasso Museum, hanging out at the Sagrada Familia, going with Pierre to Parkway.
Hey, who's Pierre?
One of the guys in the program. He's got a girlfriend back in France, so we've kind of got something in common.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah, I've overheard them on the phone at night. And,
She sits.
Well, it made me think. Hey, Oz. I'm reaching under my shirt and I'm rubbing myself. Oz, come on. It's phone sex. Help me out here.
Okay.
He walks to his bed.
I'm going over to my bed.
Yeah.
And I'm lying down. And I'm slowly reaching downstairs.
Grab it. Tell me how big it is.
Listen, Heather, I'm feeling kind of awkward.
Oz. If we can't physically be with each other, then we have to learn to be more vocal, right?
Right, okay. Okay, here we go. I'm reaching in my pants now.
He does so.
And I'm rubbing it for you, Heather. Oh, and it feels so good.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, yeah. I gotta call waiting. Oh, shit. Hello?
Khalid Turjman, kifak habibi?
Wrong number.
Kifak habibi, Storj Abu Mohor, shu btahki?
Hey, hello, wrong number.
Shu btahki, anjad? Anta'tati?
Alright, look, man. I got my hand on my dick right now, okay? And I'm trying to have sex with my girlfriend over the phone.
Emniah, good for you, man. Allahu Akbar!
Okay.
Hey.
Hey, sorry about that. Where were we?
I think you were reaching for something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Heather, I'm rubbing and it feels so good.
Hey, Oz, I'm touching myself. What else do you want me to do?
Oh, Heather, baby. Why don't you tell me my dick is as big as Stifler's?
Stifler, get off!
I am getting off just listening to the two of you guys. Keep going.
I think we should try this another time.
Yeah, all right. Bye-bye. I love you.
I love you.
Oh, come on, you guys. I was almost there.
Nice talking with you, Steven.
Stifler, man! Repressed.
The lads are working on the exterior of the house they're painting when the two pretty women come out again. Stifler gets on a little radio.
Check it out. Potential lesbians leaving the building.
Oz and Kev receive this on their radios and watch the women leaving. Stifler swarms up a ladder leading to a balcony where Jim's working.
All right, now's my chance. I need confirmation.
He enters the house.
Hey, man, what are you doing?
Ah, go get him.
You ass Stifler, get out! Stifler, Stifler.
Jim follows him in.
Stifler.
Holy shit, dude, I found a dildo!
Stifler.
Big blue rubber dicks for everyone! The people demand rubber dicks!
Finch, help!
Finch! Dildo! Dildo! Dildo!
Finch joins Jim.
What are you doing? What are you doing? I'm looking for more lesbian artifacts.
He gives it to Jim.
Get this. Finch's ass. Shit.
Oh my god.
Guys, they're back.
Finch gets on his radio.
Stole them!
Come on!
This is awesome!
Danielle, Amber, hi.
Hey.
Just needed the paper, huh?
The women walk past Oz, upstairs.
Wait, which room? Which room? I can't remember shit, man. I was too excited. I'm in a lesbian stronghold.
Was it in here?
Shit, man, why ask me so many questions?
Was it in here, Stiffer?
Maybe.
What do you mean, maybe? Was it or was it not here?
Happy fainting, boys.
Danielle and Amber enter the house.
You gotta get out of there. They're inside.
Oh, shit, balls.
As the women head upstairs, the guys look for hiding places. Stifler goes behind a curtain.
Very original, Steven.
Don't call me Steven!
Finch jumps into the fitted wardrobes, followed by Stifler. Jim shimmies under the bed, clutching the dildo, and bangs his head. The women come in.
Why don't you wear that little leopard bikini of mine? Ooh, I love that one. It's so cute on you. Thank you.
The women undress.
Hey, have I shown you my cute little pink shoes?
Ooh, does it match your pink bikini?
You're getting naked.
Kev and Oz receive the radio message and run to a ladder. Kev climbs the ladder and watches through the window as the women strip down to their undies. Kev reports back to Oz.
Oh shit, she's de-pantsing.
Oh man. Hey, wait a minute, Kev, they can't hear us inside, can they? We won't cross over the radio or anything.
No, man, these work on a CB frequency.
This girl is so hot.
People in a diner can hear the transmissions over their tannoy systems.
Two possible lesbians in their bras and panties.
Lesbians?
Did you say lesbians?
A waiter.
Hot lesbians.
One of the women takes off her bra.
This is not gonna fit. Look at you, look at me. Too big.
I'll get you the blue stringy number.
Danielle opens her underwear drawer.
Johnny West is missing.
Jim eyes the dildo.
Maybe he kicked it under the bed.
Jim drops the dildo and hides his face.
Okay, let me look. Wait, didn't you have it when we were downstairs?
Oh, maybe.
Kev watches the women go downstairs.
Guys, get the hell out of there right now.
The lads leave their hiding places.
Come on, it's clear. Go, go, go!
Jim puts the dildo in the top drawer. Finch and Stifler run back in.
We're coming back!
They all hide in the wardrobe. The women come back. Danielle's holding a cowboy figure.
Found him. He's my favorite collectible.
I know.
Danielle puts her cowboy down and opens her top drawer.
Holy shit, there's a dildo in my drawer.
Oh my god. You could have asked me if you wanted to borrow it.
I've never even seen
Stop.
It before.
Jesus.
What the hell is that?
I don't know. Call 911.
The boys emerge.
No 911.
Oh my god, it's the painting kids.
I don't care, I'm still calling the cops.
Look, no, this isn't right. Okay, look, Stifler did break in here.
Dick?
Okay, but we just followed him in to get him out. I just wanted proof that you chicks are really lesbians.
The women freeze in the doorway, then have a quiet conversation.
You wanna mess with them?
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Let's do it.
You guys like that?
Jim, Stifler and Finch look gobsmacked. Amber shuts the door and they approach the lads. Stifler gets on his radio.
Ozzy, stand by for confirmation.
A truck driver.
That's a big 10-4 in the confirmation.
Oz stares at his radio.
Sounds like your little friends outside want to play too.
Danielle makes to kiss Stifler, then steals his radio.
You won't be needing this.
Into the radio.
Who wants me to touch Amber?
Jim raises his hand.
I do. Who the hell is that?
Who's this?
This is John Smith.
A policeman.
I'm turning off my radio now.
He turns it up.
Okay. Where should I touch Amber?
Ass, baby! Feel that ass!
Okay.
Danielle crouches down and runs her hand up Amber's thigh, stopping just as she gets to her behind.
I know. You feel his ass first.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I like that. That's good.
It's good.
Good.
Yeah, so I got some painting I should, it's...
Jim, hold on. I can handle it.
What?
Stifler, I'm comfortable with my sexuality, and I would love to see that show.
Bravo.
Finch pulls down his trousers. Oh. Kev watches at the window.
One finger on the cheek.
We want palm... grasping.
Oh, that's too much. No.
You don't touch, we don't touch.
Squeeze his ass, son. You'll like it.
Come on, boys.
Jesus Christ.
Oh,
shit.
Oh. Stifler squeezes Finch's buttock.
I'm touching his ass.
A kid listens on his radio.
Hey, leader, what's your position?
I'm touching his ass. Oh, my God.
Marty!
You can go.
That really wasn't bad. I want to go home.
That's too bad.
Oh. Never mind, I'm staying.
Danielle is feeling my breasts.
Oz climbs the ladder.
No way, dude!
Breasts are so luscious.
What a wonderful Christmas gift you bought the boys.
My nipples are so hard.
The kid's dad grabs the radio.
I think I can fix these.
Ooh. Finch, Stifler, and Jim watch open-mouthed as Amber and Danielle almost kiss each other.
Sweet Jesus.
Your turn.
Jim steps forward.
Oh, yeah!
No. Him.
She points to Stifler, whose eyes widen.
Kiss.
Dude. No.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah. You want more? We want more. Go get him, Tiger.
You'll like it. You're gonna love it.
Do it for us.
Jim turns reluctantly to Stifler.
Okay, dude.
The lads get ready to kiss.
One, two, three.
A quick peck.
Oh, that doesn't even count.
What, that counted?
That totally counted.
That's how you kiss your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you say anything.
Make it real. If you do that, we'll do anything you want.
Anything. You better like it.
I promise. I wouldn't lie.
Jim grimaces. At the window, Oz watches his two friends screw up their faces and kiss.
That is what I'm talking about.
Oh, Kev, you can look.
Stifler slaps Jim's hand away from his face.
Sick.
Oh, where's your tongue?
The guys separate.
Good boy. Very good.
Dude, you're a fucking lousy kisser.
What? I wasn't trying. That's not fair. I wasn't trying there. I'm not.
No judgment.
No.
Wait a second. You were trying?
Fuck no.
You were trying?
You're trying.
Oh, my
God. Oh, no, I kissed Jim. Like, oh, God.
Silence!
Ladies.
Yes.
As you were.
Here we go. Okay.
Amber and Danielle snog. The guys in the diner, the policeman and the kid's dad all listen in.
Oh. Amber!
Honey, come on, food's ready.
I'm not hungry!
Amber takes off Danielle's bra.
Oh, God.
It's worth it.
Hello. Oh.
I want more.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I want more too, baby. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We are going to get more physical as soon as we get some...
hand jobs.
Okay.
Hand job. You do him. We love to watch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
You go.
We go.
You go.
We go.
Jim looks panicked. He and Stifler exchange a look.
Don't be a wimp.
Jim shakes his head. Stifler turns to Finch.
Okay. It's okay. I know what I have to do. I need to keep this party going.
Stifler unzips his flies.
Taking one for the team.
Finch and Jim run out.
God! Come on, you pussies, we had them!
I am not touching
that! Put that thing away, Stifler. Why can't you guys be team players, huh? I was the one dude I was sacrificing.
At the house.
Okay, no, wait, just a minute. Stifler wanted to give you two hand jobs?
No. Stifler wanted one from us.
What bullshit?
No, he did, okay? And it was horrible, Oz.
Very horrible. You guys, you want to play some asshole?
Just watching the game, Kev.
Hey, well, I just want to do something together.
Oh, we just did something together. Very together.
Ho, ho, ho! Stifler Claus is here! Now, just so there's no confusion... Santa porn has brought us some heterosexual entertainment.
Stifler dispenses porn videos.
Yeah. Right. And the Stiffmeister has provided us some complimentary lubricant. Whack away, Jim. Whack away.
Does this stuff really make a difference?
Oh, yeah!
Really?
Stifler answers the phone.
Stiffmeister's Palace of Love. Straight love. Oh, hey. Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, how about you?
That's Stifler's mom.
Silence.
You know, I didn't really think that you're going to be in Michigan this summer. Yeah, you're more than welcome to be here. Okay, stop by in a couple of weeks. We're having a big party. Okay, bye.
Stifler, was that... Okay.
Stifler goes.
She's coming.
Finch drains a small cup of sake.
Stifler's mom is coming here.
Finch leaps up and runs upstairs.
Efforts must be doubled.
Efforts must be doubled.
Jim gazes thoughtfully at his porn vid.
Absolutely.
Night. Jim creeps briskly through the Tall Oaks camp past the wooden chalets that accommodate the campers.
Jenny, where'd you put my clarinet?
Oh, I think I shoved it in your box.
Oh, thanks. Oh,
bad
I
man. I'm a bad, bad man.
Michelle's crossing a clearing.
Michelle.
Hi. Jim, what are you doing here?
I thought you had said that...
You can't just stand out here.
In the main hall.
Look, I need your help. Nadia's coming back, and I don't want to be this awkward, bumbling, nervous guy with her. I don't want to seem like a dork.
Well, I know that feeling. Yeah, spend your life playing in the band, it doesn't exactly give you the ultra-cool hipster image.
I think you're pretty cool.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Michelle has auburn hair.
Michelle, why did you ditch me after prom?
I didn't ditch you. Our date was over. I mean, did you want some funky, weird next morning goodbye? It's not like I wanted you to pretend you were in love with me or something.
Why would I pretend that?
Guys do that.
Well, I'm not like other guys.
I know. Okay, I'm gonna help you.
Really?
Yeah, I feel bad for saying that you sucked, even though you kinda did.
He grimaces.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm just... Let's just get started. Okay, now, I'm a hot girl.
Right.
Okay, what do you wanna do?
I wanna feel your boobs.
No, you dingbat. You don't just go groping away. You gotta preheat the oven before you stick in the turkey.
Jim nods.
Okay.
Kiss me, here.
She points to her neck. Jim kisses the spot.
Good. Okay, now, the collarbone. Kiss.
She shuts her eyes as he kisses her tenderly on the collarbone.
Good, Jim. Oh, you're making me wet.
Holy shit, really?
No, I was just saying that so you could practice.
Of course.
One of the instructors hears them in the main hall. The instructor notices that the lights are on in the main hall and heads towards it with his torch. Inside, Jim sits facing Michelle on a long piano stool. She gazes heavenwards as he kneads her breasts. Jim catches her bored expression and backs off.
Okay, now, does direction matter? Like, clockwise, counterclockwise, make a difference?
Okay, Jim, yeah. This is what I'm talking about. Your main problem is you're so uptight. Do I seem uptight about my sexual stuff? No. The biggest pointer I could give you is you have to feel comfortable in any situation. Stand up. Stand up.
She pulls his shorts down.
This is a fucked up situation.
Okay, what happened at preheating?
We're skipping a few chapters.
Oh, okay. This is good. This is good. Obviously.
Oh, Gilligan's Island, Mr. Howell.
What?
You've got to control yourself and think of something non-sexual. I haven't even touched you yet, and you're turning into the Sears Tower.
I'm sorry. Yeah, non-sexual. Right. Okay. Chairs.
Good.
Chairs.
She rubs his crotch.
Mastodons. Cleaning my bathroom.
She grabs a trumpet.
Dung beetles.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, now don't freak out.
No.
Gonna do something to push your threshold.
Okay, no. Oh, it's cold! Well, what are you doing?
I just shoved a trumpet in your ass. Aren't instruments fun?
Okay, I think you just crossed my threshold.
Don't!
Jim pulls the trumpet out of his behind, yanks up his shorts and scurries out after Michelle. The instructor enters the hall and takes a look around.
You call me in 2 weeks. I'll be home then. We can finish lessons.
Okay.
Oh!
She hurries back and gives him a kiss on the lips.
Pointer, less tongue.
The instructor plays the trumpet. Jim pulls a face and scarpers. The lads in their beach house.
Oh, what is that? A guest book?
Yeah, look at this entry. Best thing was the blowout at Tom Meyer's place.
There he is.
A night not soon to be forgotten, August 93. It's your brother, man. Look.
Yeah, his cottage was right down the beach. Guys, this is what our party's gotta be. Something we'll always remember, you know?
Yes, definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Go fish.
Finch, we're playing gin.
Oh. Oh, gin.
Jim studies a picture postcard which features a bell and the slogan, "You have a friend in Philly." On the flip side, the message, "Dear Jim, see you soon. Love, Nadia." Finch practices Tai Chi in his room, channeling his energy into the steps. Rob is also trying a few martial arts moves in his bedroom, but throws in a few inexpert kicks, breaking his bedside lamp. Vicky and Kev sit at a sunny table outside a cafe, deep in conversation. At the house, Finch is studying an instruction manual on the deck while Stifler's on the beach playing ball with two bikini-clad babes. Stifler spots Finch tantrically thrusting his crotch and absent-mindedly tosses the ball to the girls. He's gawping at Finch when the return ball slams him in the nuts. Jim is trying to superglue the base of his bedside lamp together. In his room, Finch gazes reverently at a graduation photo with Stifler's mom in it. Jim finishes his lamp, which is resting on its side, but finds it's now stuck to the bedside table. He tries to prise the lamp off, but it's stuck fast. Jim slaps the bedside table in annoyance. Finch has stuck up two photos of him, Stifler, and Stifler's mom at graduation. He blocks out Stifler, concentrating on the image of himself and Stifler's mom. Jim in bed.
Dear Jim. Chicago is beautiful, but it would be better if you were here. I am counting the days, love, Nadia. Well, I wish you were here, Nadia.
He puts the postcard down on the bedside table next to the lamp, which is stuck on its side, then switches off the light and pulls up the bed covers. Wide awake, Jim stares into the darkness. Dressed in his shorts, Jim holds the tube of lubricant that Stifler gifted him and loads the porn video into the recorder in his room. He switches on the film and clambers back under the bed covers with the TV remote.
Dirty. Oh yes, baby, I've been dirty.
Jim looks at the tube of lubricant.
Apply a few drops to achieve desired lubrication.
Yes.
Right.
Jim puts the tube of lubricant down on the bedside table. Jim reaches for the lubricant and, without tearing his eyes from the images on screen, twists off the cap and squeezes a large dollop of the clear gel onto his left hand. He discards the tube and rubs his palms together before sliding them under the bed covers again.
Shit.
He shuts his eyes.
Oh. God. I've been missing out.
Suddenly he freezes, tries to move his arm forward and winces when he can't.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Panicked, he peers under the bed covers and finds that he can't remove his hand from its position inside his shorts.
Oh, shit.
He stares at the bedside table, realizing he's used the tube of Crazy Bong glue instead of the lubricant.
Shit. Oh, ow!
He falls out of bed.
Okay?
I'm fine. Everything's fine.
Shut the fuck up, or I'll break down this door and pummel your ass!
No, don't come in here. I'm fine. Everything. I just fell out of the bed.
Sure?
Okay, good night then.
Okay,
night.
We'll see you in the morning.
Jim gets the video out and tries to hide it. To his horror, he finds it stuck to his free hand. With one hand stuck down his pants, Jim tries to use his foot to prise the video from his second hand.
Oh. Shit! Oh, shit! Ah!
He hops about in agony, then tries to remove the hand stuck down his shorts. Jim falls back into a chair, which topples over. Jim's in the shower, awkwardly using his forearm to squeeze a bottle of liquid soap down his front. Ow! Jim balances the phone and uses the remote clenched between his teeth to dial a number.
Voice control.
Hello. Hi. I kind of, super glued myself to, myself. No. Don't send an ambulance. Look, is there anything, around the house?
He drops the phone.
Ain't there.
Jim is trying to open his bedroom door with his video hand. Unable to do so, he tries to turn the doorknob with a shoulder slide, then with his forearm. Finally, he gets the doorknob in his mouth and tries to turn it with his teeth. He pulls a face as he tries to lever the doorknob with his lips, but can't get it to open and sits back against the door in utter frustration. Then he spies the open window. A plump woman in her nightgown at a neighbouring window spots Jim creeping along the porch roof opposite with his hand down his shorts. She calls for help. Jim tiptoes to the edge of the porch roof and spots a large tin of paint thinner in the back of their work truck. Jim inches closer to the edge and peers at the drop.
Shit.
Jim's creeping away when a police vehicle arrives and turns a searchlight on him.
Don't move! Stay where you are! Hands where we can see her!
He lifts his free hand.
Both hands! Get the other hand up, goddammit!
Jim's shorts fall down.
I can't! I'm blued! Sorry.
Relax your hands. I'll take it from here, okay?
Jim's led to an ambulance.
Hey, don't worry, Jimbo. You're gonna be fine, buddy.
Jim, this happens to the best of us.
Kev and Oz both look at Finch, who shrugs. Jim's with a paramedic.
How about a left foot first? Easy does it. Good. Watch your head.
All right, go ahead and take a seat.
Stifler approaches the ambulance.
Excuse me, sir. Are you a family member?
Fuck no. This is just too good to miss.
Okay, sir. You're just going to have to wait here, all right?
Stifler gives Jim a thumbs up as the ambulance doors are closed.
This service turned out to be great.
Jim, who's wrapped in a blanket, and his dad are sitting in a hospital waiting room. Side by side, they both stare blankly ahead. Mr. Levenstein smiles at Jim, who can't quite meet his gaze.
How you doing, son?
I've been better.
Jim's in a treatment room wearing a nappy dressing.
Boy, that doesn't look too bad, Jim. Good job, doctor.
The swelling should subside in about 8 or 9 days.
Eight or nine... Beach party's in a week. Nadia's coming.
Oh. Doctor, my son has a party in 7 days, and there's a young lady coming that he's been waiting to get with.
I'd tell your son to keep his pants on during that party.
Oh, yes, I know. Believe me, I will be doing that, goes without saying. But if his pants decide to come off during the party, could he have full use of his, penis?
Okay.
The doctor produces some ointment.
This should shave a couple of days off.
Oh, good.
The doc goes.
Thank you, doctor.
Jim. That's good news.
He strips off his jacket.
This has been a good news day, son. Here, put this on. A little chilly out there.
Jim's dad drives him back to the beach house.
Well, here we are. You know, Jim, I think we should keep your mother in the dark about the little incident tonight. I think the whole glue thing might get her a little queasy.
I don't know how I get myself into these things. But thanks for your understanding. You've been really cool. I mean, between this and, you know,
Mr. Levenstein smiles.
You know, you may be Jimbo or Jumbo or Jimbo Dini to these guys in here, but I want you to know there were two people who still remember where James Emanuel Levenstein came from.
We're awful proud of you, son.
Thanks, Dad.
Don't forget your penis crane.
The beam from a small lighthouse sweeps over the lake. Next morning, Finch is in ecstasy as he waters a houseplant. Stifler and Kev watch from the breakfast table.
That was it. Right there, that was a pure tantric moment. If I kissed the water, it was all erotic. One more stimulant, I would have had full release.
Finch, stay the fuck away from that ficus. That's a jizz-free ficus.
Jim comes downstairs.
Hey, there he is. Morning, Jimbo. How's the twig and giggleberries, man?
Oh, very colorful. My dick looks like a paint by numbers.
He sits.
Jim, you're the only guy I know whose dick needs an instruction manual.
Stifler gets the phone.
Cassidy Stifler. Oh, hey. What, you're here now? No, that's cool. You know, if you want to hang out with these guys. Okay, then. I'll meet you up front.
Finch raises a finger.
Hey, Stifler, was that...
Eat shit, you prick.
Finch looks excited.
She's here.
Kev shoots Jim a look.
My lady has arrived.
Finch hurries upstairs.
Gotta prepare.
Here we go.
Great, Stifler's mom is here?
This could be a disaster.
Oz spots a moped out of the window.
Not unless Stifler's mom drives a moped.
Moped?
A young teen comes in with Stifler.
Fuckers, fuckers, fuckers. How you doing, boys?
It's Stifler's little brother.
What are you doing here?
Pussy, man. I'm here for the pussy.
Take a number.
Gentlemen, why all the noise? Everybody knows that this is my special day. What is that?
Is that a fucking dress? Are you wearing a dress?
Shipwreck, meet my little brother. Little brother, meet Shipwreck.
That's your brother?
Yes.
Finch is wearing oriental robes.
My lady is not coming. So my entire stockpile is wasted and I look ridiculous. Excuse me.
They watch Finch go back upstairs.
Ah!
It didn't look too good.
No. Let's go find your room.
Dude, where are the fucking females?
Oz is in his room on the phone to Heather in France.
Can't believe I finally got you alone. That only took, what, 6 weeks?
So, are you alone too?
Yep.
Good.
I'm all alone.
Guess what I had in mind.
Heather's friends arrive with a sack of footballs.
Hey, Marco, can you get your balls off me? Thanks.
Heather, what the hell's going on over there?
Nothing. It's just my flatmates. I guess this is kind of a lost cause, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
See you this weekend?
I can't wait.
I can't wait either.
Bye-bye.
Jim finds beautiful Nadia in his room.
Surprise!
Oh, Nadia! You're here? You're here? Well, what are you doing here?
Jim, I got so tired of sightseeing.
But you're early.
Okay. Nice to know you.
I believe...
No, don't leave. Don't leave. No leaving. It's just, well, I'm not going to be ready. I mean, the party won't be ready until Saturday.
I can stay here until then?
Yeah. I'm going to be right back. Is that okay?
Okay.
Nadia? Who's in my room now? Holy shit.
All right. I've got a plan. Okay. How about I come back with you and you say, hello, this is Michelle, my girlfriend. And obviously, Nadia won't expect you to hop in the sack. And then we break up the day of the party. And you're all healed and back on the market.
Jim wags a finger.
You're evil.
No way. I'm like Cupid. And I know how to make a girl jealous. This is gonna be fun.
I'm sorry I didn't tell you sooner, but we just started seeing each other a few weeks ago.
Michelle hugs Jim.
But I'd really love it if you stayed here. I think you should stay.
And have fun at the party.
Good for you, Jean. Of course I will stay.
That's great. That's my nipples. She just loves my nipples.
Down on the beach, Michelle pushes Jim's lips together, trying to firm up his kissing technique. In his room, a despondent Finch takes down the photos of Stifler's mom at graduation. Jim gives Michelle a piggyback along the sand. Whilst playing pool with Nadia, Michelle slaps Jim's behind as he's taking a shot. Up in his room, Michelle teaches Jim to remove a bra with one hand by practicing on the bra fastened around a pillow. Vicky and Kev hang out on the beach together. Michelle is in Jim's room after he's removed his dressing.
Oh no. Oh my god.
You still broken?
No.
He holds the dressing.
Fine. I might have to actually go through with this.
She smiles, then grows sad.
Jim, what's the big deal with Nadia anyway? I mean, okay, so she's like 50,000 times hotter than most girls, but come on, it's just a sec.
Oh, no. You saw the thing on the internet. Did it look like I might have had a slight interest in Nadia then? Well, add another year to that.
Okay. Hey, why don't you bring Nadia to the concert first? It'll be a cool date.
We'll see how things go.
Sitting on the bed, he stares into Michelle's soft brown eyes.
Michelle, you have been great. Thank you.
Anytime.
Michelle picks up her flute case and heads for the door.
Come on. You ready to break up? You big stupid dummy!
Theater is so cool.
Nadia listens.
I don't care if you are the best lay I've ever had in my life. I hate your guts anyway.
Don't say that.
In the lounge.
And I don't care if you did give me 10 orgasms in a row, because you smell really bad.
Michelle turns back.
No, I smell really bad, because we've been having so much sex, and I haven't showered, and I want to shower. So don't you go being all super sexy guy anymore, because I am now impervious to your unrelenting machismo and sexual ardor. And that includes fucking me in the ass. So there.
Jim grins and gives her a thumbs up as she goes, then puts on a pained expression for Nadia.
Yeah, it's something special.
Michelle, who wears her auburn hair in a neat bob, gets into her old blue car, which is parked outside. She glances back at the lad's beach house, then gazes sorrowfully at the steering wheel for a moment, before setting off. It's the weekend and guests are arriving at the lad's house for the party. Kev's greeting people at the door as Finch comes downstairs in a smart grey shirt. Stifler's manning the barbie on the sun deck. Kev finds Vicky by the pool table.
Vicky!
Hey!
I'm so glad you came. Do you want something to drink or...
A tall guy.
Can I help you?
Kevin.
What?
That's my date.
Kev glances awkwardly at Vicky and her date, then turns and walks quickly out of the house. Finch, who's lighting a candle, sees Kev leave. Upstairs, Jim's in his room showing Nadia the postcards she sent him.
You saved them all. How sweet.
You don't think I'm a dork?
Nadia moves closer to him.
Whatever you are, Jim. That is what I like.
Finch comes in.
Kevin left. Didn't look good.
Kevin left?
Just wandered down the beach.
Finch, Oz and Jim find Kev sitting on some driftwood.
You okay, Kev?
They sit down on some driftwood facing Kev.
Wanna tell us what's up? Wanna feel Finch's ass?
Finch shoots Jim a look and Oz and Kev smile.
No, I went to say hi to Vicky and... She was there with a date.
You hooked up with three girls this year. You're doing fine.
Rule of three, Oz.
He holds up his hand, signaling the universal sign for none.
I guess I was living in the past, and, you know, wanting to party with you guys and be with Vicky. It's just like high school. You remember that day after prom? You know, we made a toast to the next step. I guess I never took it.
Oz listens sympathetically.
My brother said that by the end of the summer, I'd see the big picture. And I see it. No matter what, times change and things are different. The problem is, I don't want them to be.
You know, Kevin, I haven't moved on either. I've been obsessed with the one woman that I can't have a real future with, other than a very kinky, extremely warped one.
Jim chuckles.
I gotta find a new goddess. It's gonna take patience, but I've been celibate all summer.
Yeah, you kinda get used to it, though, huh?
Are you insane?
Oz.
Hey, look, Kev. Different does not necessarily mean worse. As a matter of fact, I think things are just getting better. Am I gonna have to drag your ass back to that party and prove it to you? I'll walk.
The four lads walk back across the sand together as the sky darkens. Back at the house, the party is in full swing and everyone's dancing in the main room. Little Stifler comes across a beautiful woman in a blue dress.
Wow. You know, you have beautiful eyes.
Oh, you're sweet.
That's a really nice top.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. Wanna fuck?
Are you serious?
Come on, baby. Give it to the Stiffmeister.
I think you better...
You're lost. Wow. You know, you have beautiful eyes.
Come here, dude. Come on. You're making an ass out of yourself. You're ruining my mojo. And you're not the Stiffmeister, okay? It takes years to develop true Stiffmeister style.
Come on, man. I just want to see some boobs.
Hey, Pop-Tart.
Dream on, midget.
Excuse him. Come here. So take this. You're on cop watch. Go out in the driveway and see any cops call me, okay?
Steve!
All right.
Steve gives his brother one of the little radios and shuts him out of the house. Kev and the other three lads get back to their party.
Gentlemen, this appears to be a party.
They look around at the crowd.
Guys, if you'll excuse me, I'm gonna go look for Nadia.
Good luck.
Jim and Nadia walk along the beach.
So what was this year like for you? Did you miss high school?
Well, no. When you travel as much as I do, you get used to moving on. But I have great memories.
She spots the little lighthouse at the end of the nearby pier.
Wow, can we go in there?
The lighthouse? Yes. Yes, we can.
How romantic.
She runs ahead in her tight mini dress.
Jim, come on!
Jim hesitates for a moment, then jogs after her. The lamp in the roof of the small round lighthouse turns as it flashes across the lake. Nadia and Jim enter it.
Wow!
There's a single bed and life jackets on the wall.
Oh, beautiful! Cool!
She sits on the bed.
Jim, I have told you my memories from high school. What are yours?
Oh, well...
He sits beside her.
You.
You have not changed.
She rubs his knee.
Jim, relax. We are just, how do you say, twitting our horns?
Actually, that is quite difficult.
How do you mean?
Well, this one time at band camp,
He freezes, then grins to himself.
Holy shit.
What? Tell me.
This one time at band camp, I got stuck playing this trombone, and I can't play anything at all. So I totally sucked. And everyone thought I was this Petey guy, but I didn't know what to think. So I just kept playing and playing, and I didn't know what I was doing. It was so funny. I gotta go.
What? Why?
Nadia, please don't take this the wrong way, but you're everything that I used to want. And as much as I may really, really regret what I'm about to do, there's somebody else I want to be with.
You want the band geek?
Nadia, I am a band geek. I just never joined the band.
He kisses Nadia on the cheek and goes.
You go get your geek. Someday I will find fun.
Back at the party, Finch is sitting out on the deck, surrounded by a group of gorgeous girls who are hanging on his every word. Inside the house, a sheepish-looking Kev approaches Vicky and her date.
Hey, Kevin Myers.
The guys shake hands.
Sorry I was a dick before.
It's okay, man. My name's Britt.
Can you give us a sec?
Sure.
Vicky stares at Kev.
Look, you don't have to do this. Maybe I was being selfish and wanting to be your friend. Maybe it's just not gonna work.
Victoria, I would much rather have you as a friend than not have you in my life at all.
Vicky smiles with relief and gives him a hug. Jim races past a sign for Tall Oaks Camp at the wheel of their work truck. The guy who peed on Stifler enjoys the party. Oz is chatting to two guys on the deck.
I don't know, from like the lighthouse all the way.
He's handsome.
Heather's standing behind him.
Heather! Hey.
They kiss.
Oh, what are you doing here? I was going to pick you up at the airport in like 2 hours.
I took an earlier flight. I thought I'd surprise you.
Yeah, you did.
Kind of weird without the phone, huh?
We'll get used to it. Come on, I want to hear all about it. Grab you a drink.
Stifler's brother.
Steve, this cop watch thing is horseshit. Hello?
He lowers the radio.
Man, this sucks.
Who is it out there?
Stifler's brother gets on the radio again.
It's the Stiffmeister, baby.
Is that so?
Sherman encounters a miserable Nadia near the bar area.
Life's a bitch, isn't it?
She pours a soft drink.
It's all right. You don't have to say anything. Used to girls ignoring me. Or making fun of me. Come on, Sherman. Be the Shermanator.
Like the movie. How clever.
I get it, okay? You know? Maybe I am a geek. Whatever.
Nadia's eyes light up.
Yes. Yes, you are.
Sherman livens up.
All right. I am the Shermanator. A sophisticated sex robot sent back through time to change the future for one lucky lady.
I am lucky lady?
That's right, Nadia. You've been targeted for Shermanation. Come with me if you want to live.
Oh, no! Oh, help!
Stifler and Jessica see the couple hurrying upstairs.
Fuck me, geek!
Affirmative! No fucking way!
Jessica and Stifler turn and stare at each other. The shared moment has sexual overtones.
Forget it.
Like you have a chance.
They hurriedly gulp down their drinks and turn away from each other. Jim parks up near the Tall Oaks camp and jumps out of the truck. At the party, a girl reveals her bra during a game of strip poker and a guy sinks shots with a monkey.
Cheers, bud.
Man and monkey down their shots. Little Stifler finds his brother playing pool.
Hey, Steve. Look what I found.
Dude, don't touch the shirt.
Just look.
It's Amber and Danielle.
Hi. Hey there.
Brilliant. You found lesbians. Huh. Good luck trying to break through that force field.
Lesbians? We never said that.
Stifler stands up and discards his pool cue.
What?
We never said that.
Stifler's open-mouthed.
Oh. Oh, man. I will do anything. Anything to sleep with you chicks. Okay? I'll grab every guy's ass in this room. I'll caress it even. I'll shave some ass if they need it. Oh, yeah, you heard me. It's true. I'll kiss everybody here. Dudes, chicks, everybody. Because I am comfortable with my sexuality. Oh, yeah.
He stares at the two women.
At least have a drink with the Stiffmeister.
All right. That's fair.
All right.
He shakes his little brother's hand.
You truly are a Stiffmeister.
Welcome back to the party.
Steve!
Oh, ladies.
What about lesbians?
Ladies, I am down with the funky shit.
Like what?
This one time at this party, I was drinking this champagne.
On stage at the Tall Oaks Amphitheater.
Thank you. Our next soloist will be Michelle Flaherty.
Michelle reluctantly stands up and makes her way to the front of the stage. She's wearing a short black skirt and a white blouse with a sparkly brooch. She lifts up her shiny flute and takes a deep breath. Jim appears at the back of the large crowd holding a trombone. Michelle spots Jim, who grins.
Petey?
Michelle plays on and Jim runs closer.
This kid is killing me.
A boy from the crowd stops Jim.
Suck, retard.
I'm not retarded. I'm a very special boy.
He knocks the boy back with his trombone. Jim runs down the last few steps, abandons the trombone and leaps onto the stage. Michelle beams delightedly as he sweeps her off her feet and spins her around. He sets her back down.
Jim!
How's this for a band camp story?
In the glare of the spotlight, he gives the smiling Michelle a passionate kiss, thrilling Michelle's wide-eyed friend who's watching with the rest of the band. The audience respond. The people on stage join in the applause. Michelle and Jim draw apart, and Michelle smiles joyfully for a moment before remembering where she is. She and Jim turn and stare at the large audience. Jim bows and Michelle manages an awkward curtsy. Jim signals that they should leave the stage. They jump down and run off, hand in hand. At the party, a pretty girl crowd surfs. People sink shots in the kitchen and the game of strip poker has progressed to the point where one female player is finding it hard to lay down cards because she's covering her naked chest with her arms. The guy who peed on Stifler and his buddy take it in turns to splatter laughing girl's cleavage with jelly and then kiss it off. Kev and Vicky sit watching the party antics together, seemingly good friends again, and Oz is enjoying grooving with Heather on the dance floor. Vicky and Kev spot a proud-looking Jim arriving with Michelle and guiding her onto the dance floor.
Good for them.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Michelle and Jim do a funny dance.
Wanna go dance?
Yeah.
We'll be back. Come on there, baby.
Vicky's date smiles his consent as Vicky leads Kev onto the dance floor. Jessica and Finch are sharing a hip flask nearby. Finch nabs the flask back from Jessica, who's taken a hefty swig. Kev catches Jim's eye on the dance floor and raises his plastic cup in a toast. Jim raises his cup back. Jim raises his cup to Oz, who raises his bottle at Jim, then toasts Finch, who raises his hip flask and bows. Kev toasts Finch too, who bows. After this shared moment, the lads get back to enjoying the party. Guests leave as dawn breaks. The guy who peed on Stifler and his buddy trudge away across the sand.
You know, there's only one word for that party. Bitchin'.
Out of control.
Dude, am I gonna have a hangover? Because I want one.
Stifler's brother leaves with a stack of dirty vids. Vicky's date has flaked out on the pool table. Vicky and Kev are updating a photo album.
Bye.
See ya.
All right, let's get our papers.
Oh my gosh, we have to write about this party.
This party was crazy. Look at my date. He's passed out.
Drink him under the table.
Oz and Heather are curled up in each other's arms in Oz's bed. Oz stirs and kisses Heather's back. In Jim's room, Jim lies sleeping peacefully in Michelle's arms. In another room, Nadia lies asleep on Sherman's bare chest. Wide awake and basking in his achievement, he smiles fondly at her. Stifler is lying in his bed with an arm around Amber and Danielle, who are both asleep on either side of him. He giggles to himself, unable to believe his luck. Kev, Finch, Jim and Oz are packing their stuff into the back of the Ford pickup.
Best summer ever, huh, fellas?
Absolutely. Hey, I'm sorry things didn't work out for you, Finch.
Kevin, things are great. I have all the time in the world.
So, are we going to do this every summer?
Hell yeah, we are.
Of course we are, gentlemen.
Well, we're going to try.
A sleek black car pulled into the drive. Through the tinted windows, the blonde female driver is just visible, smoking a cigarette. Finch walks over to the car.
Sweet car. It is sweet. Where's Finch going?
The driver lowers her window and Finch peers into the car.
Stifler's mom.
Hey, Finchie.
How did you know I was here?
I called a couple of weeks ago. Didn't Steven tell you that I was going to drop by sometime?
I guess it, slipped his mind.
She smokes sexily.
Hey, what's your name?
She slips off her shades.
Janine.
Janine. Okay, well, I've been thinking, and, you know, I'm 19 years old, and there's a whole world out there. I can't be obsessed with one woman. Just can't be.
I'm glad you're learning, Finchie.
Good. Good.
You want to get it on?
You better clear your schedule.
He runs to the passenger side.
See you guys later.
Where are you going, man? What about dog years?
Give me like, 3 days.
Finch gets in her car.
Wait, was that who I think?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I think it was.
I think so too. Son of a...
Stifler comes out as his mum's car leaves.
Who the hell was that? That was someone was lost looking for the lake.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll turn around.
What a dumbass. The lake's right there.
Jim shrugs and grins at Oz and Kev, who gaze down the driveway.
Incredible. How does Finch get so lucky?
Ah, what are you worried about? You got a girlfriend now.
Everything in! Let's go, pony up, dog years await.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. I have a girlfriend now.
Yeah, you do.
She's my girlfriend.
Hey.
All right, Jimbo.
Let's go, let's go!
Hey, where's Shipwreck?
The movies.
Took the bus.
Coffee.
Wait a second.
Who the fuck was in that car?
Stifler's mom's car is parked in a secluded lakeside spot. The car bounces up and down.
Finchie, I missed you.
Oh, Janine.
Call me Stifler's mom.
Stifler's mom!
ITFC Audio Description.